E.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Make your day count. This is Pastor Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church, and Pastor Errol Beckford will be joining us here shortly. This week, we are focusing in on the emotional enemy of anger. All month long, we have been talking about what drives your life. If you want to re-listen to any of the broadcasts, you can go to the WE1.5 site, go all the way down to the bottom as you could go, and there's a button down there that says On Demand. When you click the On Demand button, a calendar icon will pop up. You press that, and then you could choose what date you would like to listen to. When you click the day, all the programs that aired on WMIE will show up there, and you could click right next to the download button by Make Your Day Count to re-listen to any of the broadcasts. So we want to encourage you to do so, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Good morning, Pastor Beckford.
Good morning. I'm happy to join you this morning, and it's going to be a great morning.
Yes, every day is a great morning. We have to make that quality decision. Each and every day to be glad and to rejoice. So this morning, we're going to introduce three types of minds. So when we talk about the emotional enemy of anger, we have to realize that there is three states of mind. We have a natural mind, the carnal mind, and the spiritual mind.
Yes.
Three types of minds. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it talks about natural mind. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the natural mind, that is just the mind of the physical. That's the mind that we have before we come into that relationship, the intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just our natural mind. It runs our body. It tells us what our basic needs are. That is our natural mind.
The natural mind is so prone to the earthly, senses. Everything that we do, it runs through the senses, like touch, feel, you know. And so that's why when we have to shift in from the natural mind into the spiritual mind, it is so difficult.
Because we're going from the visible to the invisible.
Yeah.
Then in the middle, there's the carnal mind. Well, the carnal mind, that's like, I like to compare it to a tug of war rope. You have one power on one side, the natural mind. Then you have the spiritual mind on the other side. And the carnal mind is kind of like in between. Yeah. That's when you have come into your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but you have not fully transformed your mind.
Right.
So you still have your eye on a lot of earthly things and the things of the flesh, and you haven't totally come into having the transformed spiritual mind. And it talks about this in Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Yes.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So when we're talking about the emotional enemy of anger, that rules and reigns in the natural and carnal mind. But the spiritual mind is a life of peace.
Amen. And so in order for us to master our emotion in the area of anger, we have to understand how to let the spiritual mind override the carnal mind and the physical mind.
Yes.
You see, Paul says, in order for me to do this, I die daily.
Mm.
I have to crucify my flesh. And in other words, I have to crucify all these thoughts.
Yes.
And these thoughts are real. And he says, if we don't get to that place, Pastor Dan, where we crucify those selfish thoughts, because anything of the flesh is very selfish. And it's carnal, it's selfish, it's self-seeking.
Yes.
It has its own desire. And we're prone to want to feed that. And that's what feed anger.
Yes.
That's exactly what feed anger. And so we have to crucify that feeling of being hurt by someone and go to the Spirit where the Spirit says forgive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying now? The Spirit of God, beloved out there, someone really hurt you. It doesn't have, you know, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And your senses pick it up. You know, your carnal mind pick it up. Your natural mind pick it up. And it's a real thing. And now you're fighting with that.
Yes.
And here comes the Spirit is saying, forgive, love. Don't hold on to anger. And so many people... So many of us, I'm going to get, you know, use the of us. So many of us, we don't forgive because we get rid of the anger for a moment, but it comes back.
Yeah.
You understand? And so when it comes back, we know we didn't forgive. We really didn't forgive. We just suppressed that feeling.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it as I come into the radio program this morning, that suppressing your feeling doesn't get rid of it.
Right.
Suppressing anger doesn't get rid of it. You get rid of it when you what? Forgive and practice love.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that root.
Root, yes.
And plant a new system. So you plant forgiveness.
Yes.
You rip up the root of unforgiveness and bitterness and plant a new system. It's just like our garden. If you just go out there and cut your weeds at the level of the ground, but you don't take the root out, it's going to pop right back up in due season.
Sure do it well. I forgive. And when I forgive, love come.
Yes.
And anger disappear. See, anger will still be there until I forgive. When I forgive, love come. Peace come.
Yes.
But if I don't, that space is occupied by rage.
And then in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, Paul says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So it's the bond of peace that keeps unity in the Spirit. Is everything going to be easy all the time?
No.
No.
Absolutely
not. But we must bear with one another in love.
Yes. The only way, because you might be on your way this morning to work, and maybe you ran into a coworker and, you know, unpleasant thing was said, or your boss, or you are the boss, and you're fighting with a worker, and a spirit of rage is in you. How you get rid of that? And you know you're going to face those people.
Yes.
How are you going to get rid of that? You can only get rid of it by crucifying the flesh, crucifying those thoughts. And the only way you can crucify those thoughts, you got to let the Spirit of God controls.
Yes, because His mercy endures forever.
Forever.
His mercy endures forever. So the same mercy that God extended onto us, we must extend to other people. And what is mercy? Mercy is when we do not get the punishment that we deserve. That's mercy. Grace is when we get gifts or good consequences that we have not earned. And mercy is when we do not get the negative consequences that we have earned.
We earn it. We deserve it. You know? But the mercies of God will come. We will take a break at this time. And we encourage you to come right back with us.
If you are new to the area or you are looking for a place to worship, Come visit with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church, 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Our Sunday service times are 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our children's ministry offers classes for ages 3 to 11 during both service times. At Celebration Tabernacle Church, you will encounter a room full of people such as yourself who want to worship God and hear a word to bring change to their life. You can also join us in our midweek worship service every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To learn more about Celebration Tabernacle Church, contact our administrative office at 321-638-0381 or visit our website at celebrationtabernaclechurch.com.
Welcome back to Make Your Day Count. Oh, it's so important that we learn to make our day count, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. So we're making a choice this morning to rejoice and be glad in it. We're making a choice this morning to forgive.
Yes.
We're making a choice this morning to get rid of the root of bitterness, which produce anger and rage.
Yes. And when Jesus taught the Our Father prayer, after that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, Jesus continues on to teach, "For if you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So knowing that we are not perfect people, knowing that God extended his mercy onto us, we should then in turn extend that mercy on to other people.
Forgiveness is basic.
Yes.
Because how can we ask God to forgive us when we can forgive our brothers who sin against us? So coming to God and asking God to forgive me of my wrong, I have to be willing to forgive those who trespass against me,
who crossed the line.
Yes.
Trespasses to cross the line.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. You know, they invaded my space, right? This was my space, so they invade my space. And I'm upset about, you know, you get into my space. But how can I come into God's space and ask for forgiveness when I can forgive those who get into my space?
And then it circles back, because we're forgiven, then we forgive.
Yeah.
And because we are forgiven, we forgive.
Yeah.
Because he extended his mercy onto us, we extend his mercy then on to other people. We want to invite you to join us at Celebration Tabernacle on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. for our Sunday morning worship services, and also Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We get a fantastic word on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Do not miss it. Pastor has been teaching about light making the invisible visible. So try on for tomorrow night to set your schedule now so that you're there with us Wednesday night for midweek service.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM. And 102.3 FM, this is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIP.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, brought to you by East Coast Christian Center. Morning Breath starts now.
All right, good morning and welcome to Morning Breath, your drive time devotion. Sure to jumpstart your day. What's up? My name's Matt Stahlbaum, one of the pastors here at East Coast Christian Center. And today I have with me Brian Moore. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Also one of the pastors at East Coast. And we're just co-hosts here on Morning Breath. Really enjoy doing the show with you and waking up with you in the morning or whenever you catch this podcast, if you catch it online or or catch it on the radio on 91.5 FM station at WMIE. We're